Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer on Saturday, April 1st, 2017. We're visiting with Professor McCanny, and we've got callers stacking up. Everybody, please hold on just a second. I got to do my obligatory house cleaning items real quick, and then we're going to be right back to the conversation. All right, folks, if you'll visit ruralsurvival.info, that's ruralsurvival.info, you'll find a ton of information there, all kinds of good life hacks, especially if you're in a rural environment, but there's stuff there for everybody. Our one proprietary product, the flash drives with over 1,570 documents on it, you can read everything about it there. They're $59.95, shipping included for the U.S., $77.95 anywhere else in the world. This has got a ton of information on it, all kinds of stuff you can use in a grid-down situation. Recommend you take a look at it. Black and red flash drive, top right of every page of the site. Just click on it, and it'll tell you all about it. Of course, we also have the alerts. It's a red link on the top left of every page. Says RSI alerts. Recommend you take a look at that. This is the system John Moore and I use to send out an alert. There is a cost to it, $1 a month, but it's a really good system. We'd love to see you take a look at it. On a personal note, top left of every page, there's a GoFundMe link. Put it quite honestly, with all the extra expenses, Lori and I and the whole family are having problems financially. If you could find it in your heart to help, it would be greatly appreciated. Next week, the second Saturday of the month, will be caller's choice, both hours. This is where you call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. 15 April, we're going to have Rick from Missouri with prepper and survival tips. Folks, this guy knows what he's talking about. It'll be a really good show. Okay, Jim and Jerry, let's get back to you guys.
Well, I wanted to just mention something that I've been doing with my water is I filter it through a Berkey, and then I distill it. And then I add the trace minerals to it, and I basically write the date on the bottle and put it on the shelf. And I use the 2-liter pop bottles.
Okay, that actually sounds like a great idea. And you make me proud, Jerry, adding the trace minerals back. That is an excellent, I would say a required thing to do if you're distilling your water.
Another thing, go just ahead. To let you know, when you distill or reverse osmosis filter water, it changes the pH, and you want a slightly alkaline water. And that's one thing I'll let you know my filters do also, is when you get done filtering the water, it's slightly alkaline, not acidic. And so distilling water makes it acidic. And so it's something you want to check out also, check the pH, so you're not drinking an acidic level water.
Oh, okay. I was hoping to take that step of distilling out by just drinking your water right out of the filtered system.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to say. You eliminate a few things, and then I probably wouldn't store it in the 2-liter bottles. Look into possibly a better form of storage. Like I always recommend a metal. Aluminum is good. I used to sell some stainless steel high-end storage containers, but I don't anymore because they were just too expensive to keep in stock. But I would not use those plastic bottles for any kind of long-term storage.
Okay, well, so far they've lasted. I haven't had one leak or anything, but I know the gallon jugs. Oh, yeah, you run into problems with those, the gallon milk jugs.
Oh, yeah, they rock.
But not only leaching the chemicals into the water.
Right, from the bisphenol A that they put in the plastic. Oh, they're just taking such good care of our health, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, okay, well, I'm on Tim's website, and I'm going to place an order for 10 filters. And you guys have a great day, and thank you for bringing this this information.
Thank you for your call, Jerry. All right, next we go to Lori. Who do we go to next? I lost my page here.
We have Frank in West Virginia on line 3.
Good morning, Frank.
Hello. So I live in the suburbs now, and I have a ridiculous increase in my cost of living through just the water, sewage, and garbage pickup, which they require. I don't have a family, so unlike most people, it's like maybe one bag per week if I don't recycle. So, I mean, we're talking about a lot of money. So I was thinking, you know, why not just take and get off the grid there if I can? I really don't, they say you're not allowed to, they require it, but hey, I could maybe like move and come back or whatever, I don't know. And just take what rainwater is.
Yeah,
I'm thinking it, you know, just save some money and have some healthier water, which doesn't come from the river, which is absolutely awful. All the towns upstream and everything, then they pour chemicals in there to kill all the germs and make the water that much more putrid. But I thought, you know what, even though I have asphalt, shingles, the standard shingles on my roof, And they aren't anything, you know, they certainly have toxic metals in them probably because they recycle it from the carbon from the scrubbers off the coal plant and reuse those in that. It's still, the rain hits it for a short amount of time, and I'm thinking for runoff, it might not be so bad using the filters if I collect it in a large, brand-new storage tanks, such as like those, when you think about this, like those big storage tanks they use for septic systems or something similar, and then
I also sell water tanks on the webpage. If you go scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see the tanks. They go from 125 gallons up to 20,000 gallons.
Oh, okay. That's what I could use, yeah.
Three different varieties. So the information, when you go to click on the ad on Tim's page there, the tanks are there at the very bottom. You know, there's three different styles. The leg tank, the totes, which are square in a cage, and those are pretty nice. They're 350 gallons, and they hold the equivalent of 6 55-gallon drums and a very small area.
Sounds like the way to go, and then put a little fence around or a little privacy fence. That sounds like the way to go.
Tim was asking the question about pre-filtering, and when you have a tank like that, what you typically want to do is filter the water before it goes in there, so your whole tank has filtered water.
Uh-huh. Like just use a standard pre-filter for the sediment.
Yeah, there again, that's all explained on the webpage because we provide the filters and the tanks.
Okay, I'll get on there this afternoon and go over those plans because that sounds like a better way to go than having this garbage forced down our throat with the Swan River and their chemicals, which are atrocious. Besides, the filter might get them all out, but regardless, Why have to pay all that extra money they demand when it's a lot cleaner off the out of the sky?
It sounds like you're ready for a move.
I can move out into the country, but you know what? Right now it's a pretty nice situation. But even out in the country, FEMA's got control of every little aspect of our lives in our county with the Agenda 21 or Agenda 30. Basically anywhere where water falls is considered a wetland, but they have a different term for it. If you have rain, it can fall on a roof or on the ground and have a puddle. It's, you know, they want to control it all. So, but yeah,
right.
Probably.
Well, from what I understand, Frank, a lot of that is going away under some of Trump's new executive orders. In fact, the specific EPA regulations you're talking about if I understand what was published correctly, have or are now going away, currently being done away with. You know, this waters of the state thing has hurt everybody in agriculture that I know. And from what I understand, though, Trump's new EPA head secretary there has been directed by Trump to do away with those silly regulations.
It's good news. That makes my day. I'll have to pray about that.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the good news. Well, you gentlemen have a great day. I'll let another caller get on then. And thank you very much.
Thank you for your call, Frank. Greatly appreciate it. Okay, Jim, now we were talking about pre-filtering. I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, but we never really got into it.
Well, pre-filtering is if your water is really bad.
Right.
If you, for example, know that there's high levels of radiation in your water, you want to pre-filter it. If there is a lot of silt and sediment, you would want to pre-filter it. There are people that have coming out of their well water or city water so bad that they want to pre-filter it.
Right.
On my own page, I sell a pre-filter. But I did not include it in the affiliate page because it's something that we cannot mass produce.
Right.
But for people that have a severe problem, then, yeah, pre-filtering would be something you want to do. And but those are very rare. And then the other thing for a pre-filter is for emergency.
Right.
But there again, like I say, it's not on the affiliate page just because it's not an item we can mass produce. And so anyway, yeah, for people that have special conditions, then a pre-filter is a good thing for normal everyday use.
Okay, that sounds great. Lori,
gentlemen,
I know we have more callers. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, we do. We have a couple more callers on the line. Robin and Marilyn on line 5.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
When sharing this message with others, is there a name of your filtration system, like reverse osmosis, or is it just a filtering system, or, you know, what do you call this? Or,
well, the common name is gravity feed, which means that just the force of gravity pulling the water through the filter, it's slow, it's like drip, drip, drip. That's the gravity feed. The inline are pressure. In other words, the line pressure from your well or from your city water forces the water through the filter, and that's called inline on demand. And so those are the two names of the type of filters that we sell, online on demand or gravity feed. But it's basically a filter. They're all the same. It's a ceramic shell, and then the second stage is a medium, which removes the chemicals. It's down at the chemical level and removing all of these toxins at the chemical level. And then another part of filtration, by the way, is that nothing from your filter gets put into the water. So there's a lot of aspects to filtration, but it's basically a filter. There's a lot of people who call their product a filter, but they're strictly an absorber. So if you find something that's pure black, it's a carbon absorber, and it does not work by filtration. It works by absorption. Anyway, it's a lot of common misnomers in the industry. But
thank
basically,
you so much.
It's a filter.
Thing that really impresses me about your unit is that it keeps the minerals in, if there are any in city water. But anyway, I do like that idea very much.
Yeah, and the mineral content is very dependent on where you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your call, Robin. Next, we go to Ty in Austin. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Very good.
Doing great, buddy.
Wonderful. It's funny. I have a little routine, and one of them is to listen to, James, your weekly show on Saturday mornings. And I queued it up. I heard your voice, and I went, wait a minute. He's on live right now with Tim Spencer.
You never know where I'm going to pop up, right?
Buddy, you're all over the place. I love it. And I also love your water filters. I'll plug that real quick, if I may. I have a emergency stash of them, and I'm drinking out of a glass of your filtered water right now. It's the best filter ever.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's been a long, strange road that I have traveled to come to find people like you, Tim, and John Moore. So I really I feel blessed to even know you guys exist out there. And Tim, the radio show on the weekend is an awesome time. I think you've got a great block, and I'm going to be I'll try to not be a pest calling in, but I'll be a regular listener for sure.
Well, buddy, call in any time you want. The callers are make the show.
Well, hey, you guys are the ones that make the show. You're doing the hard work out there. Hey, I wanted to bring something up that I don't know if it's just me being hopeful, and unlike Mr. Rivero, I don't consider chemtrails and Bigfoot to fall into the same category. I live in Austin, Texas. I've watched, let's see, I'm going to be 43 this year. I've watched the skies since I was a young man. I've soloed an aircraft. I love to fly. I have watched hashtags, for lack of a better term, be put at 1,000 to 5,000 feet all over the sky forever, it seems like. And
yeah, they're doing it here, too.
All of a sudden, this last month, the sky has been the beautiful blue that I remember as a young man. I have not seen one
interesting
false contrail. I looked up in the sky, and I saw two planes the other day, and I pointed out to my coworkers. I said, look, see that plane right there that just took off from Austin Bergstrom? See how it has no condensation trail? Uh-huh. See that one up there at 30,000 feet? You see that condensation trail that's, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 inches behind it as the eye would see? And see how it's disappearing?
Right.
Uh-huh. I said, that is what it's supposed to look like. It is not supposed
that's
to be
correct.
This never-ending line hashtagging all over the sky. And I try to educate my coworkers and my family, and they're like, ooh, I don't get it. But for some reason, I have not seen one chemtrail over Austin in a month.
That is interesting. I spent a lot of time studying chemtrails. I saw a guy do a barrel roll with a jet doing a chemtrail, and it did the loop-de-loop of it. You know that was not full of passengers.
no, certainly
but,
not.
But I spent a lot of time on the Canadian border and in Florida studying chemtrails and the patterns of the jets. I'd get up early in the morning and watch them start. And you can go online and see all the commercial jets that are flying, where they're flying to. But jets fly from one city to another. They don't do cross patterns and crossing patterns. And when you see the jets, they're on a pattern going to their destination. They're not flying north and then turn left and go west. And so what I determined is all of the chemtrails were being made by jets that were not commercial airline flights.
Oh, roger that, sir. I even have a photograph on one of my old iPhones sitting in a drawer of a plane, okay, what I don't know, assuming a jet aircraft, in the sky, flying. The chemtrail starts, then it stops, and then it starts again. There's a blip. There's a blank spot. On the photo of this plane, there's a trail of condensation, supposedly. Then there's nothing, and then there's the long condensation trail again. So between what you've observed and what I've observed, again, this is not Nessie. This is not Loch Ness Monster. This is not Tinfoil Hat. This is real, and it's very, very, very frustrating to have people so blind and so Anyways, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in approximately 3 minutes. 800-313-9443. Our next caller is Rodney in Illinois, and we got you next, buddy.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN. We're speaking with Professor McConney on his water filters. And we have a caller, Rodney in Illinois, is on line 3. Rodney, are you there? Hello?
Here.
Rodney?
Okay, I'm here now.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. McConney and Jim and Lori, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I can
talk water filters. I've gotten some Daltons from you in the past, and I've had, you know, more Berkeys than I can count. And just before I go on to my real subject, the Berkey filters, when I retire them, if I kind of just let them lay around wet, they'll actually start to grow some kind of a white mold, but I've never seen that on a Dalton or a ceramic filter. I was wondering if you had a clue why they would be, well, I understand they're contaminated, and, you know, provided the right conditions, they'll, you know, they'll grow stuff. But the ceramic doesn't seem to do that.
The ceramics, we, in fact, this was done with the Daltons. I've sold Daltons. In fact, I've sold all these. But the Daltons started with the silver. And the remember that the Dalton is the original that goes back, the Birkfeld and the British Birkfeld names. I have an article that's a whole history of how this came about. But Dalton was the original guy that invented these in the 1800s. And it was during the plague. They had a lot of illness, et cetera, in England. And the Thames River was polluted with human waste, et cetera. And he noticed he was making ceramic yard ornaments. And he noticed when the water went through the ceramic containers that you could drink it and not get sick. That's where it all started. But so Dalton's built these, and they got the royal seal like in the 1800s of the, and that's something that the in England, if you get the royal seal, you're the only person that can produce that product. But anyway, the other ones came about around the year 2000, 1999, something like that, as a response to the Y2K thing, and a lot of new products came on the market. But Dalton's, for a long time, had put the silver, it's a micro silver that's in the filter that prevents bacteria growth. But the without mentioning names, there's a whole category of laundry list of filters that are made with black carbon block. And those do not, there's no way to get a antifungal agent into those. What we believe they're doing in some of them is putting in some kind of chemical which leaches out and goes into your water. So after a while, they don't have any way to prevent bacteria from growing or the mold. And I've seen that too. I don't sell those products anymore. I don't mention other companies or product names on the market. I talk in generalities about the black carbon filters, and they're not really filters, they're absorbers. But so anyway, that's the short version, that we put something in the ceramic filter to prevent the mold from growing. And that's why you'll never see one of my filters with mold on it.
Yeah, one thing I do is I use a no-rinse sanitizer with my winemaking equipment. And if I know my filters are going to sit idle, you know, and if I don't want to, you know, hasten their getting dry, you know, I'll give them a spritz on the exterior with that no-rinse sanitizer, and that seems to work. But my real question, my scientific interest, the top of my list is hydrogen. And I'm seeing more and more the production of hydrogen via electrolysis using radio waves and very small amps of electricity, you know, microamps even. And I personally think hydrogen is on the threshold of a revolution of all of human society as far as energy. And I was wondering if you had any knowledge of current or even past the production of hydrogen via electrolysis using radio waves rather than just a brute DC amperage.
Not really. I know there's a lot of experimental work going on with hydrogen. I really like hydrogen a lot as a storage mechanism for electricity.
Yeah, okay, if you don't mind, I got a quick question after the break, please.
Absolutely. Please hang on, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back in 4 minutes. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Rory Spencer. Today is Saturday, April 1st, 2017. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny, and we're speaking with Rodney in Illinois on line three. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, just a little further on hydrogen. There is a commercially available, an aquarium bubbler. But it's not your average aquarium bubbler. It produces micro bubbles. And anybody interested in hydrogen, if you just do a search even on YouTube of micro bubbles, you'll find this product. And as soon as I can spare $300, I'm going to get one and back engineer it, at least test it and find out what kind of frequencies they're using. But they claim that they can treat aquarium water, and it will saturate the water with enough oxygen that both saltwater and freshwater fish will survive in the same water. That's their claim,
wow.
And that's what they marketed as is an aquarium enhancement, or and I found that quite fascinating, and that's exactly on the lines of other research that I've discovered, that using radio frequencies of a certain amplitude or frequency is the key to get over the hump of producing more hydrogen as a usable energy source than it takes to make it. And I'm also on researching fuel cells for the other end. You know, how do you take the hydrogen that you create and turn it back into electricity? And those things occupy so much of my my idle time in my mind that my head's spinning most of the time. But there's
been there,
one other thing. Another thing, there's a fellow named Eric Dollard who I wish was more accessible. He has an infrequent radio show himself, well, a podcast. But he mentioned one time on his show that there was a Navy minesweeper. And Tim, maybe you could shed some light on this for me. But he said this thing had electronics on this ship that made mines invisible to the ship. And which, in my, you know, limited understanding, that would mean they made their the steel hull of that ship non-magnetic, which...
Correct.
And I wish I knew what the technology, because that means if you could reverse engineer that and put it in a micro scale, then what you've got is a magnetic gate or a magnetic shield that could be incorporated in the, you know, this fictitious or very elusive magnetic motor. And that's all for now, and I want to sit down and try to slow my brain down and listen to your comments. Thanks, Tim and Jim. Bye.
Oh, thank you for calling, Rodney. Rodney, the only thing that I know about it as far as making ships invisible to mines would be a process called degaussing. Now, of course, this only works for magnetically triggered mines. Jim, any comments?
First of all, talking about the radio effects of for producing hydrogen, producing anything commercially has many, many factors, you know, including cost and comparison, and
right,
it's really complicated. So when I hear things, the newest, the greatest, it's going to do this, you always have to sit back and let it work its way through the system. And now that we're not depending on government subsidies for this kind of thing, these things, the rubber has to meet the road, and they have to be commercially viable. So
that makes sense.
But anyway, and I, you know, so hydrogen production is something I've studied. I'm not an expert at it, but I believe in hydrogen. It's a wonderful fuel for. We need storage mechanisms for large scale storage. There's no question about that. And so,
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt, Jim. I was just going to say we have another caller, but go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, all of these things are interesting. They have to work their way through the gauntlet of viability, commercial viability. So anyway, glad to hear about that, and I hope some of these things work their way through the system. Now they're dealing with, for example, natural gas and the some of the low carbon chain. Petrol products, etc., reforming them using solar radiation techniques. There's all kinds of things out there. And the people are working towards that end goal of storing hydrogen in a form that then you can burn again. So it's a cycle.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, that's... and by the way, I'm amazed that with all of the technology and know-how we have, that we have not learned how to desalinate water, ocean water. I mean, we live on this planet with 3/4 water, and most of it is in the form of salt water. So how do you get that salt out? So anyway, that's a major issue, something that I kind of been working on, and actually have a system that'll work that works with the wing generator when that gets to be a scale large enough to manage those systems. But it basically, nature, what we should always do when we do something like this is see what nature does. And
right.
In the case of seawater, evaporation. So do what nature does, and it's very effective. It gets 100% of the salt out, not 99.999. Gets 100% of the salt out, And so that's what we have to go after. So that's what I'm doing. I'm working on the background on that particular item.
Sounds great. Hey, Jim, we got another caller. We got Douglas in Kentucky on line 5. Good morning, Douglas.
How you doing? I'd like to commend Mr. McKinney for his intelligence and commitment. I listen to him every chance I get. And, Tim, I was wondering if you had, like, since I don't have internet service, I wonder if there was a number where I could call, where I could order a couple of those elements, water filter elements from you.
Well, this would be a question for Jim, not me, on this one.
Right. Is there a number, a phone number that I can call and order one of those?
Do you have email? Element? Do you have email?
No, I don't have internet.
Oh wow.
Right. Yeah. And I'd like to order a couple of those elements. I've got a ProPure stainless steel, and I need a filter, and I wanted to order a couple more.
Do you have, like, debit, credit cards?
Element, yeah. Do I have what?
Do you have a debit or credit card?
Yes, I do. I have a MasterCard.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Call Tim after the show, and we'll figure it out.
Okay, well, what number would that be?
Okay. Well, all right. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'll tell you what. Do me a favor.
Yes.
When you're done, Doug, call back and give our engineer Sam your phone number, and he will send it to me. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll send it to me, and we'll figure out something.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Doug. All right. Next, we go to Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Spencers. Good morning, Professor. That sounds like a 50s TV show, The Spencers and the Professor. It was probably in black and white. That was a black and white thing, though. Yeah. It was on the other channel from Highway Patrol. Hey,
there you go.
With respect to filtering water, there's something that pops into my head, and that is that I think that if anything serious ever happens, a lot of us are going to have family members descending on us. And I know that filtering water can be a slow process. What if you wanted to pre-filter and treat for storage, say, a couple of 100 gallons? I have seen recipes using sodium hypochlorite as a storing agent. Back in the early part of the 1900s, people used to, before refrigeration was really good, they would throw a silver coin, probably 90% coin, into their milk to keep it from going bad. Filtering off a couple 100 gallons of water and then dropping a $20 pure silver coin in it? I don't know. Would any of these things work?
Well, you're asking the right question, and I encourage people to get water storage. It's one of the least understood things. But on the webpage, go to Tim's page and then click on the link.
Yeah.
You'll see the water tanks, and I have water tanks from 125 gallons to 20,000 gallons. And these are certified for water storage, and then what you want to do is fill these with filtered water, and then I tell people, don't just store it up and save it for a rainy day. You should be using your survival equipment or your prepper equipment every day. If you're not, a lot of people will get their equipment or whatever it is and put it in the closet, and it's in the box. And so, when there's an emergency, you don't want to be opening up the box for the first time and going, gee, what do I do here? No, you want to have this part of your daily routine, including water. And so I encourage people to get water storage and then filter the water. And we have all the filters. If you're in a remote situation or if you have inline, or then if you have inline and city water, but that might go south if there's an emergency, then have a backup of, say, the White Whopper, where you can filter water in, 50 gallons a day. But, this is the problem, and I've had people tell me, Oh, I don't store anything up because I know Jim's got everything. And if something happens, we'll just go over to his house.
Oh, buddy, I know all about this. This is exactly what I'm anticipating, and you're not going to be able to stop it.
Yeah. Well, they're going to find the door closed, you know, because this is the old grasshopper and the ant or whatever, you know, those fables about people preparing. You have prepared. But the other thing is, it would be nice. Yeah, the other thing is people have to be really aware of things. And say you have storage food. There'll be people that come over and want to put Thanksgiving dinner out the first day and use up all the stored food. They don't understand the concept of rationing. You know, they don't understand that they're part of a group and it's not about them. You have all kinds of problems associated with this. So you're better off having a place where you can simply go and be with the few people. And that's, we talked at the beginning of the show about family. We're talking about Tim's family, etc. Let me tell you, keeping the group small is very important because the bigger the group and the more out of your family that you get, the more problems you're going to have.
Yeah, social problems. You're talking about things like Animal Farm, that kind of thing?
Yeah, or just people wanting everything for them or they're, you know, I'm hungry, so I'm going to eat more. You know, you can't have people like that.
Oh, no, I drive down the road envisioning these terrible things, and, it's definitely going to be the ugly side of the other side, and it's not the part I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, well, let me just say something in general here, and this is not political, but the Trump getting into office, a lot of changes are coming about that are actually good for people that are thinking people and want a positive change for this country. But the people that are being flushed out of Washington, for example, they're simply going deeper, and they're not going away. So you're going to find all kinds of devious things going on that were out in the open before, but these things are going to be happening in the background. And so, it's not like things are going to get better necessarily. Things, you know, I hope things get a lot better. But in the background, you can expect some real underhanded things going on.
Yeah, I definitely got out my rose-colored Trump glasses after the election, and I was absolutely stunned, and I'm more disgusted at my own ignorance than anything, when I saw the deep state and the New World Order double down and get meaner than ever. They're like cornered badgers. I was not anticipating that. I thought they'd get lost. What a fool I was.
Oh, no. These people are daily at work. And that's the one thing I'm amazed, for example, just take the Clintons, for example. They should be back in Arkansas clipping coupons and, you know, kicking the dog on the porch in their rocking chairs.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, these people don't go away. They're psycho. So you got to understand that they're not going to go away, and they represent their middle management. They are the level of corruption that's necessary to allow the people on top, the no-names, to exist and to prosper. And so, no, these people are psychologically deranged people, and
pure evil. They say evil never sleeps.
They just go deeper underground. That's all.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, and if anybody thought this Trump election was going to ruin the prepping community, if anything, I think in the next 6 months, looking at some things like the Cliff High Web Bot reports and some other things, I just think it's going to be a land office business for anybody doing anything with regard to preparation. And I think sooner than later, it's going to become obvious to more people that there's some really dark clouds on the horizon.
Yeah, it's well, there's a lot of good things happening, and I'll tell you, if Hillary Clinton would have won, there wouldn't be a corner on this planet that you could escape to. Going in for the kill. They were going for the jugular.
Oh, yes.
And forestalled.
Yeah, I think they overreached a little bit. I think that they were overconfident for any number of reasons that I won't get into. But, yeah, I think they most definitely, I think they overcommitted. I think they telegraphed their punches and a few other things because they thought that the American people were asleep, apathetic, I don't care how you want to put it. And I think that they were absolutely stunned when they found out that there were still several people awake. I think that really shocked them.
Yeah, well, I did a study that's on my paid cast in February showing how the real election results were Hillary Clinton, 45 million votes, Donald Trump, about 87 million. And I did mathematical methods. I did four different mathematical methods to show that. And so the reality is you have a minority of people who are very vocal that own the news media and own the court systems. A lot of the court system is still installed from that old base.
All right, guys. Thank you for your call, Rick. Greatly appreciate it. I'll see you in a couple hours, buddy. All right, buddy. Be back in about 3 minutes, and Professor McCanny is going to tell us all about his radio show and website.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to Rural Survival. This is Laurie Spencer. We have been speaking with Professor McCanny about his air filters. Professor, could you go ahead and give us your information, your website, on how people could get more information?
Okay. First of all, remember that if you're purchasing water filters or the tanks, et cetera, go to Tim's page, the ruralsurvival.info, and click on the links there, and then the benefits of the profits from this go back to Tim to help him out there. But my webpage is, the short URL is seven letters, jmccsci.com. That's short for jmccannyscience.com. And I have my weekly radio show every Thursday evening from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. It re-airs Friday night and Saturday morning. Then I have my paid cast, which is $3.95 a month, in which I cover esoteric topics every week, scientific topics, one per week, 1 hour extra per week. And then all of the information, my books, the et cetera, are all available on that webpage. So go there. There's about 6 to 7 gigabytes of information, so plan to spend a little bit of time there. And wow. Like I say, if you're interested in the water filters, go to Tim's page and make your purchase through Tim. Those go through to my ordering system, but Tim gets the credit on that.
And again, Jim, Laurie and I greatly, greatly appreciate this. You didn't have to do it by any matter of means, but we are so appreciative of what you're doing for us here. I words can't explain it. Right, Laurie?
Definitely. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, that's not a problem. We got to help each other out because you never know when people are going to need help. And, you know, my help people help me comes from a different direction sometimes. And that's what this is all about. I mean, we have to depend on our friends, et cetera, to help out. That's all there is to it.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And, you know, a lot of us in alternative media, you know, most of us, not all of us, most of us know each other. And it's almost like family. And that is certainly the way I'm being treated by all my peers in this particular situation. There's no question about that. And, you know, there's a lot of people really helping us out. John Moore, Susan DeClose, Stefan Sanford. I mean, just one group after another has jumped in there, and we're appreciative to everybody, believe me.
Well, hopefully you get through this fine, and then we all, you know, we'll keep moving here.
I think we will. Well, Jim, we really appreciate you being on the show today. I'm going to be calling you right after the show, ask a couple of questions. But anyway, folks, same time, same channel next week. Please stop by ruralsurvival.info. Hope everybody has a safe and fun weekend. See you next week, guys. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're a listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.